Radio Prague News.
The Czech Environment Minister Jan Dusík has stepped down over a conflict with the energy giant ČEZ. The police have requalified a recent arson attack on a Romani family as attempted murder. And the International One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries concludes in Prague. Czech Environment Minister Jan Dusík stepped down on Thursday over a conflict with the energy giant ČEZ. The Environment Ministry was due to issue an environmental impact assessment concerning the modernization of the ČEZ-run coal power plant Prunéřov. However, a study commissioned by the ministry and released on Thursday showed that ČEZ was not going to use the best available technology. Mr. Dusík told the news conference that his ministry refused to issue the permits and was going to ask the energy producer to review the project. But Prime Minister Jan Fischer told him to allow ČEZ to go ahead with the existing project. Minister Jan Dusík, who was nominated for the post by the Green Party, then decided to step down. The police in Ostrava requalified on Thursday a recent firebomb attack on a local Romani family as attempted murder. The crime was originally investigated as a threat to public safety. The offenders will now face up to 15 years in prison. The police said the arson attack was requalified over suspicions it may have been racially motivated. The police have also set up a special unit to investigate the case, composed of specialists who worked on similar cases in the past. The attack took place in Ostrava on Saturday when a Molotov cocktail was thrown into the home of a local Romani family. The bottle landed in the bedroom of a 14-year-old girl who was able to extinguish the burning bottle before it caused further damage. In April of last year, a Romani family in the Moravian town of Vítkov was victim of a racially motivated arson attack, and another such incident took place in September in Mikulov in southern Moravia. The One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries concludes in Prague on Thursday after having announced the winning films. The Best Film Award will go to the British-Cambodian documentary Enemies of the People, which follows the journalist Ted Sambat as he tracks down former members of the Khmer Rouge in his native Cambodia. The Polish film Chemo, about patients at a Warsaw Oncology Clinic, will receive the Best Director Award. The Rudolf Vrba Award for the Best Film in the Right to Know category and the Václav Havel Special Award for films that uniquely contribute to the defense of human rights will both go to the Indian documentary The Sun Behind the Clouds, about the Chinese occupation of Tibet. The European Commission has criticized the Czech Republic for insufficient safety checks on aircraft. The Commission said on Thursday that the Czech Republic and Greece were the only EU countries that have failed to incorporate EU laws concerning safety checks on airplanes into their legislation. The EU directive covering aircraft inspections, possible measures for unsafe aircraft, and standards for the training and qualification of inspectors should have entered Czech law by October 2008. However, the Czech Republic only implemented parts of the EU directive. The Czech Republic now has 2 months to comply with the request. The Commission warned that if Prague fails to do so, it will file a complaint with the European Court of Justice. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The end of the week will be partially cloudy with rain showers in places. Highest day temperatures should rise up to 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.